Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 through 8. Jesus is speaking. Do not judge, so that you will not be judged. For in the way you judge, you will be judged, and by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, "Let me take the speck out of your eye," and behold, the log is in your own eye? You hypocrite! First, take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. Do not give what is holy to dogs, and do not throw your pearls before swine, or they will trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened.
You may have seen videos on the internet of babies receiving their first pair of glasses. They fuss and fight a little as the frames are being put on, but almost instantly they stop and stare. Things that were previously blobs of color suddenly have defined shapes. Their parents' faces, once fuzzy, become clear. Their smiles tell you everything you need to know about the gift of vision. In a similar way, clear spiritual sight is vital for those of us who are believers, and it involves learning to see as the Lord sees. This requires a shift in our perspective, and today's scripture passage provides a practical blueprint for learning to discern with the eyes of Christ. In verse 1, he says, "Do not judge." True understanding begins with an awareness of our sins so we can take the log out of our own eye and see with clarity how to appropriately address the speck in someone else's eye. After all, every Christian is a forgiven and beloved daughter or son. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7 tells us that God doesn't see as man does. Seeing with the eyes of Christ means searching beyond surface appearances and asking the Holy Spirit to help us look more deeply into the heart of things. Jesus truly saw people. He recognized their brokenness and compassionately sought their good. May we be willing to do the same. Learning to view others as God does is the joyous labor of a lifetime, and the rewards for doing so are great.